96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Bounty. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Bounty. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Bounty. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Bounty.
They're coming!
Ah! Oh, it's been knocking down out of my town. On the Bay Street with the jumping new plan. Saxon at the rhythm, licking them goatskin drum. The Valley boys on the brass, hitting the rubber bum bum. I'm a Bohemian, I'm proud to be one.
Saxon and the Valley, music makers one family. Saxon and the Valley.
Good evening this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of July, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It's a Wednesday. We're mashing up the two shows today. There's so much to talk about. I would like to continue the conversation from yesterday, both pieces, although maybe one will take the brunt of the time. We're talking Junkanoo as the story unfolds, and some more highlights and details from the campaign to have the criminal record of Mr. Chavande's Archangel Michael Smith's criminal conviction for destroying the statue of Christopher Columbus. It turns out it's really D'Artagnan from the Three Musketeers. Yeah, it's not Christopher Columbus, but our cousin is still locked up for it. You see, here's my thing. Yesterday, there were very sound arguments put on the table. One in particular that sticks with me, the caller said clearly, you know, I would oppose a lifting, an expungement of the criminal conviction, not because I am a Christopher Columbus fan, but I think we need to make the point about trespassing on government house and the sort of sanctity of the space, right? His issue was more with that act of breaching the grounds of government house. I could appreciate that sentiment. I could appreciate that sentiment entirely. However, that does not outweigh what is a stronger feeling for me, which is kind of simple. Can we tolerate Mr. Smith's conviction, and I think his stay, his incarceration, can we tolerate that in an environment where politicians continually flaunt their disregard for the rule of law in our faces? You know, as per the, was that May 4th, 2022 article by Candia Dames in the Nassau Guardian, indicating that up to that point, outside of public disclosures for elections, right, the last time that declarations had been gazetted per the provisions was 2011. And that bundle of declarations only covered up to 2008. Right? In the most recent by-election, we had a candidate who was a former government employee. I think, what they call that, he may have been acting chief passport officer, put on his form that he didn't have a bank account. But he had $200,000 in securities, right? Like, I think it is fundamentally unfair and intolerable that Smith would be incarcerated for attempting to make a political statement by destroying the Christopher Columbus statue while politicians continually flaunt the rule of law. I want to say break the law. Like, I want to say that. But I'm not sure technically if I could get away with it without being sued. But I think flaunting and disregarding the rule of law is pretty safe and will be germane, relevant in today's conversation. As we talk about Jean Canoe and we remind the minister responsible for youth sports and culture, you know, that some people feel like what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And it could be, it's possible that after observing you, sir, Minister responsible for youth sports and culture, table an unaudited report in the House of Assembly in the face of an audited report, right? Like you tabled an unaudited report, like in response to an alternate to an audited report that was tabled by the Auditor General's office, right? Like it could be the members of the JCNP are just like, hey, you want to ignore the rule of law? Maybe we could ignore the rule of law too. But we're going to get to that in a second. Some quick housekeeping. Water and sewage customers in the East, producer, let's prep that call, in the Johnson Road area are experiencing, I don't know if it's low water pressure or no water at all, but it is 2025. It is 2025 and y'all paychecks are too hefty. Good morning, caller. Got to turn your radio down, caller.
Hey, great show, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, quick question, right?
Yeah, you hear that? Hold on. Pause.
Someone missing again.
Yeah, it's a Marcos alert. Let me just read it quickly. Rickasia Russell, female, 15 years, of Homestead Street, New Providence. Last seen Tuesday, the 22nd of July, 2025, in the area of Homestead Street. Brown complexion, slim build, height 5'3" to 5'4". If seen, contact 919, CID at 502-9991 or 502-9992. You can go to the Royal Bahamas Police Force's Facebook page to see an image of the child in case you see them and can call the authorities. Thank you for your patience, caller. How you do?
Hey, right, I'm a quick question, right?
Yes, sir.
If you trespass on government grounds, right,
mm-hmm,
what you think can happen?
I mean, it depends, eh? It depends. I know what ought to happen. It ought to be treated like a serious offense because we ought to determine what was the purpose for the trespass. We have to rule out malfeasance, right? We have to rule out any conspiracy or an attempt to cause harm to any government or state actors. See, it is actually quite a serious offense. That's why I juxtaposed it to the state of affairs, right? Like to what actually exists in that area. And what I observed multiple times, driving King Street, Duke Street to Cumberland Street, right? The people working on Government House regularly throwing their body halfway over the wall to purchase goods from the guy on the corner there, which is also a massive problem. It's an obstruction. And given a Bahamian predilection to ignore red lights, it becomes a safety hazard. Producer, let's prep the next call. We get through a little housekeeping. So we know water and sewage is having an issue in the East. I know in the Johnson Road area, residents do not have access to water or did not up until about 9:30 this morning. BPL, Cat Island and Eleuthera. Did I see Long Island in the paper yesterday too? Anyway, BPL and of course BTC. Okay, I may have had some progress with trying to figure this thing out. I going to BTC today. If you're having an issue with your phone and you have to restart it to be able to connect to a data network, you're on BTC across the island of New Providence, I'm going to recommend you go to BTC today and tell them exactly what's happening. Tell them multiple people are experiencing it and it's likely not isolated to your phone, but tell them to check your APN settings. I go in there to do the same thing after the show today. Good morning, caller.
Thanks, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. This is an interesting conversation that you're having this morning, but just for the public's understanding, too, in the West, we did not have water for several days, for several hours, for several days, at least 8 to 9 hours. Mm-hmm. We imagine they're probably doing some upgrading, but they should do a better job of letting the public know.
Absolutely.
I think there's an interesting discussion that we're having in the public domain about the gentleman who's alleged to, you know, damage the statue of Christopher Columbus. But mm-hmm. two comments I want to make with that. I think in a democracy, in a society that we have where we respect and encourage the rule of law and the respect for law and order, we must be careful, no matter what somebody's personal posture may be, or their strong feelings towards a subject mm-hmm. or thing, we should never, as good men and women of society, advocate and promote damage of property and or violence in any sort. And I'm not saying that anyone is suggesting that, but I hear echoes in the public spaces that, oh, because, you know, this individual or this character representing all the negative things, and we all agree to that. But there is a way to have things removed that brings more honor, I think, and more presence to how you get it done. Because I personally don't think a lot of statues, I don't know why we were Woodruff Rogers statue there. Maybe should I go and take a sledgehammer to that? We have to be careful. So I think in the public conversation, let us encourage persons. Let's find mechanisms that we could appeal, write a petition, get 100,000 persons to sign it and say, hey, we would desire that statue removed because it does not represent the peoples of the Bahamas and our struggles as African Caribbean people through the lineage of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I think that gets our point better made, no matter how strong our feelings about something is.
Listen, I really appreciate your call, and I thank you for it. I'm reading it as just sort of underpinning, not necessarily my sentiment, but I understand the need, right, to reinforce that message. And I wanted to do that by reiterating what yesterday's caller had said about the separating the two acts, right? For the destruction and sort of the trespassing as a serious issue. I'm looking for in my notes, there's a reference to the support of the campaign for the removal and appropriate placement of colonial monuments, right, by the Freedom Project. That's the group that's running the campaign to pardon Mr. Smith, and they reference, and I can read right now, we ask you to note also that this effort was led in the Bahamas by influential figures such as the Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, Mr. Latrey Ramming, who during the high point of the Black Lives Matter movement stood behind a sign that read, quote, competent, compassionate leadership for all, close quotes, to rally Bahamian citizens to remove the monument in question. I read that quote just to highlight that this idea, if it is not a campaign, this idea, it sits with members who sit closest to the Prime Minister's ears. The people at the top know. In fact, let me share a secret with you. When they go abroad, they have conversations that suggest to the people they're in audience with that they are cultured people. That this is foremost on their mind. That in fact they crave this, the capacity to right these wrongs, to place these monuments in more appropriate spaces. See, when they go abroad and they talk to foreigners, sir, they say that all the time. But when they come home, they hum on stage like they don't know what music is. Yeah? And so you could appreciate the frustrations of people who see the hypocrisy, the duplicitousness, the intellectual disingenuousness, right, of the political platform. Thank you, Mr. Nuri. I can bring in my own laugh track, you know. Yeah. You don't laugh at my jokes enough. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
I good, thank you.
Okay, yeah, me and you from Fox Hill, right? But we and you don't always agree with certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about you, right, is that you give education response to situations, not emotional response. what I'm about to say is it may cause people to have a lot of emotional response to it, right? But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Question. If we remove all of the colonial statues in the Bahamas, right,
mm-hmm.
What would that change? Would that change? No. Let me talk for a second before you respond. Would that change what took place in the past? No. Would it change what will take place in the future?
Yes.
If you don't understand your past, you would know your future. You have to understand your past. Not everything in the past happened is pleasant. And not by removing the statues mean that you remove what took place in the past. That wouldn't change nothing. It already happened. That made us who we are today. Rediscover the Bahamas, right?
Yeah. You
realize the French would have discovered us. And God one knows, we don't like the French.
But we only don't like the French because they didn't discover us. And ain't nobody discovered me.
If Columbus didn't come here, right?
Yeah.
More than likely, the French would come here. And all of us would be speaking French.
I got
and you.
And
you know, we don't like the French.
Okay, I got you. But listen, I got another caller on the line, and I want to make this point. I want to read this into the conversation and see if this complicates it or if it elucidates, it makes it a little clearer, or it gives people a standing point, right? Government demolishes 13th property in downtown. That's in yesterday's Tribune. But let's go to the phone line quickly. I see you there, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Good morning.
Aaron, I'd just like to make a point, but don't you hang it up on me abruptly.
Will you try? Let's see if it can work today.
Okay. I hear you when you talk, and I hear Chris Curry, you talk about the removal of all of our colonial past, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll put it to you like this. I've had the great opportunity to travel extensively to enjoy other people's history.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do when we take vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the opportunity to travel to First France, Corazon, I got in. It's called heritage tourism. That's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine us. I hear us now that some of us have been enlightened. Imagine if we to remove, because that's what our leaders did. They were basically like they are just tearing away all of our history. When tourists come here, tourism is supposed to be our number one industry. Remove all of our history from the Bahamas. What will they be coming here to?
Exactly what they want to do. That's it right there.
But you have a historian.
Let's talk about it, right?
Because I
referenced it yesterday. I appreciate what you're saying. It's not the telling of the story. It's how the story. It's not that we're telling the story. It's how the story is told. And to be honest with you, I feel, right, that the story is told in a way that continues to not only re-traumatize Bahamians, but it continues to entrench the same colonial, or what I like to call plantation systems in the country, in the telling of the story. See, Mr. Newry won't do a whole show, and I for it, on the book Animal Farm. And I telling him, the problem is in how we read Animal Farm. In the same way with our Christian religious experience, the problem is with how we read and interpret the Bible, not the Bible itself, right? Bang. In the same way, the way that we tell our story for tourists is problematic. It's detrimental. It's not only re-traumatizing Bahamians in the moment who have to perform this shuck and jive vaudeville performance.
I would like to know those Bahamians who are traumatized about hearing our history. You know, but I'll say this. We are not benefiting anything from this multi-billion-dollar industry. I mean, Bahamians love to take vacation. We love to go to other countries, experience their history, their rich history, their culture, but yet we come back to the Bahamas, we destroy all of our own.
Yeah, but
I mean, it makes no...
But that's the point. It is an industry. It has nothing to do with revering history. It has nothing to do with preserving history. All it has to do is with making money. We're mad that a economic vehicle has been destroyed. We're not mad about anything else.
I had an opportunity to go and King Henry VIII palace where he lived. And that's hundreds and hundreds of years old. But then, I mean, I wish, Aaron, I had gotten some of that debris from the Christopher Columbus statue that they brought to me. I could have put that on eBay and make a good chunk. I mean,
that's the only way you're going to. I get good people. I get hang up on you now, though.
Okay.
But thank you.
Nope.
All right. Thank you very, very much. I got a whole bunch of callers, and I still got to get to this article about how the government yesterday began demolition of the Levy building, right? See, the Levy building, that's the Bamsey building on East Bay Street opposite Scotiabank. You know where the people is parked on the sidewalk like they ain't got no goddamn sense? And I mean to say that because I watched a woman sitting in the road writhing in pain as she getting knocked down because the drivers couldn't see and she couldn't see because all of y'all parking on the sidewalk. Yeah, I almost got knocked down there myself on the sidewalk by one little boy in a white van. But you think I forget you, I ain't gonna never. You almost killed me. The point is this, right? I want to read the words. I come into your callers in Texas. I want to read the words from the minister, right? Listen, quote, Mr. Cooper, not the minister, not the deputy prime minister, because that don't exist, like some of this culture. Quote, this is significant for us. The Levy building held some agricultural and humanitarian significance of Mr. Levy. And we're going to ensure that that is preserved in the future so that whatever comes here, the name Levy will live on. That will be our one requirement for this development. Mr. Levy had a plantation in Eleuthera. See, listen to how the minister talking about preserving this plantation culture. Listen to it. You know why? Because it has economic value. They salivating at what they could do with their property on East Bay Street. It's so prime. You're going to preserve the Levy name. Now, is this the same Levy, the Leon Levy Preserve in Eleuthera with the good botanical gardens? Because I may have to consider my location in this broader community, right? But at the same time, what are we doing? Listen to how the minister. And we're going to ensure that it is preserved in the future so that whatever comes here, the name Levy will live on. Maybe it's Levi, I don't know. Will live on. Come on. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good.
Did they give a narrative of who Levy is?
There is in the article, let me read the title of the article again, Mr. Newry. Government demolishes 13th property in downtown. Here we go. The historic Levy building was previously used as a distribution center and was connected to the Levy plantation in Eleuthera. Acknowledging the site's historical significance, Mr. Cooper said the only requirement for its development is that it must ensure the legacy of Mr. Levy is preserved. Without broader context, without like a bio or something, I'm just going to assume that you want to preserve the, what they call it, the legacy of a plantation owner.
Well, plantation could be, depending on the type of century, plantation could mean different things. So I don't know who Levy is.
Why use the word plantation? You could have used the word estate.
Yeah, they could have called it a pineapple plantation, which will become later.
We could call it a farm. We know exactly what you mean.
But there's no narrative of the building. They call it historical. But why is the building historical?
Yeah.
It just seemed like a building. And who is Levy?
Let me continue to see.
What's the historical significance? Why keep the name?
Yeah. The Levy building held some agricultural and humanitarian significance of Mr. Levy, and we're going to ensure that that is preserved in the future so that whatever comes here, the name Levy will live on. That will be our one requirement for this development. Close quotes, end statement.
And is the government building something, or is it going to be sold for a private entity? And can you force a private entity to keep someone else's name?
Well, there's another quote here. I guess I like reading directly from the article, and then you could blame the Tribune or the Guardian for getting it wrong, right? Mr. Cooper said once the 45-day demolition is completed, the site will be transformed into a green space. But as it is, quote, prime property for revitalization, close quote, and owned by the government, it may be developed through a private-public partnership.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, stick a pin. coming to your phone line. And then for people who are interested in this conversation about Mr. Smith, the campaign to expunge his criminal record, about race relations, about reparations, the Global Africa People to People Forum is taking place tomorrow. You can connect via Zoom. I want you to go online and search, well, it's a long search, search the Global Africa People to People Forum. Reparations, the African Union's sixth region, that's us in the diaspora, and the Africa CARICOM agenda are on the table. The Global Africa People to People Forum is where you can contribute Thursday, the 24th of July, 9:30 AST. I guess that's Atlantic Standard Time, 1:30 UTC, and 3:30 CAT. You can register now at bit.ly/44H44G, lowercase p, capital M, capital D. That's bit.ly/44H, capital G, lowercase p, capital M, capital D. Callers, thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron and Tizalayo.
Good, thank you. How you do?
Doing fine. Good morning, Tizalayo.
I'm doing well.
Sorry, I was away from the mic. I hear you. Good morning.
Good. Good morning to the nation. Let me ask you a question, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And Cecil. Do you all think that we, as Bahamians, do you all think or do you all agree that we should celebrate?
No, we should not celebate them.
Can we celebrate, commemorate,
hold on, there,
or recognize?
There are ways to preserve history without celebrating the actions of the figures whose legacy we preserve.
I agree entirely. And I say that to make this point. Separating the issue that, yes, the Bahamas is a nation of laws, right?
No, not really.
Well, we are a nation of laws.
We're disregarding the rule of law from the top, but I appreciate the point you're making.
Right, backed by our constitution and supported and upheld by the judiciary, right? As the last element in preserving that chain, that order and that chain, right? We have to comply with the laws in our country. But at the same time, I believe that we could use these opportunities with these statues around the country, et cetera, and replace them with real Bahamian heroes who did great for our nation and who did great in the establishment of our independent nation in particular, right?
Just once, they're not politicians.
Well, I don't think it'll be fair, Aaron, to disregard.
Yes, it would be fair. They have 500 every year. They honor 500 people. That's their chance.
Hey, Aaron, just like it's unfair for the politicians to perhaps in past times just honor themselves, it would also be unfair to disregard politicians who also make great sacrifices.
I could be honest with you. If I were a politician right now, I would not allow anybody to honor me, because the process of honoring somebody means you're supposed to expose their entire life, and I don't think any politician is prepared for that. So not accept the offer and tell them it's okay. Although I'm a politically exposed person, I don't want to be that exposed.
Well, that's another conversation right there, right?
Because you all want to honor, you all want to give Ingram honor, but you don't want to talk about how he had a confidential informant number. I don't understand it.
Aaron.
Yeah.
There's some element of not so good in each and every human being, and we have been cursed to that from the Garden of Eden, eh?
Right. No, right. So that's not the problem. The problem is, though, you're not going to demand that I make a space to honor you and then at the same time demand that I ignore the things that you yourself think are dishonorable about yourself, right? About you, about what you've done. That's the space that I'm in. I don't want anybody to ask me to celebrate a PLP administration if they can't tell me what the expenditure report was for the 50th Golden Jubilee. You know, did you know that people were flown to London and they were given accommodation in the Savoy to perform, a choir to perform for the independence celebration? Have you heard the performance? Did you know that that even took place?
No.
Yeah. See,
but let me.
Yeah, okay, go on. Because then I got 14 other callers on the line.
That's a totally different conversation.
I mean, it's the same conversation, but go on.
Let me end with this. And so, looking at this conversation that you started out with before mm-hmm. you ventured into all of the other aspects, where the calling of the individual who destroyed the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lock him up.
I believe that's a slippery slope that we have to manage very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a society of law and order, right?
No, we're not. I can be honest with you. Hold on, Anton. I want to thank you for the point that you're making. And I think that people understand the point that you're making despite my political satire, right? But I got to end it by saying this. Today, yesterday, and 2 days ago, I observed a number of vehicles with black plates with white numbers on it. Those vehicles are assigned to members of the judiciary, whether they're magistrates or judges or, I don't know, senior clerks, I don't know. But those plates are assigned to members of the judiciary, you know. And on all those 3 days, I observed these vehicles just completely and totally ignoring traffic controls. Yeah? Stop signs, turn left on red where there's no sign indicating you could turn left on red and you didn't treat it like a stop sign anyway. You see that slippery slope you're talking about, Anton? Mr. Smith is at the bottom of the slope. He's not at the top of the slope. You see what I'm saying? That's the point I'm making. Smith is at the bottom of the slope. The political class is at the top of the slope. The political class is not being punished commensurately, right? Or whatever the correct term is, for their crimes in the same way that Smith has been punished for his crimes. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Sorry I miss you, caller. Good morning, caller. All righty, I'm sorry I miss y'all, but that means we can get to the text line. Let me try run through the text line before we go to a break. Here we go. Aaron, damaging public property. Here we go. Damaging public, he's locked up for what? This isn't a locking up offense. Make him pay a fine. Now, in reference to expunging his record, I don't understand why his record would be expunged. He damaged public property. That's illegal. Now, history may record his act differently. Aaron, damaging public property is an offense. It's irrelevant whether there's dispute around the ethical nature of the property until the law says the statue is not worthy of being counted among our property. It can't be willfully damaged. No need to be careful. I argue with you that damaging public property cannot be an offense because you know how many red plates and magistrate vehicles and judges' vehicles park on the sidewalk damaging public property? It can't be illegal. Good morning, caller.
Morning, and how you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
man, this is funny. The Levy group, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a 30-acre wildlife preserve.
In Eleuthera.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think what's missing from this is that these were the persons who were also responsible for, you know, for our milk stands. You know, that is not Hatchet Bay Plantation, you know.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure it was a plantation in the sense of BC, you know, but, you know, from the 1930s,
mm-hmm.
you know, that whole area was and
Dairy Town.
An integral part in the nation's economy.
I got you. Now, I get one quick question then.
Yeah.
Did the cows live better than the people?
I don't know.
That's the question. Did the cows live better than the people?
Probably not.
I hope not. I hope that they both were treated with decency and respect.
No. My father and his grandfather are from Hatchet Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I kind of know about the area.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't know why they are even touching that building, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no cracks in the building. No cracks in the walls, you know.
Elo, I do believe when I stand on the foreshore, I see the vision. Sorry about that. That was just a little. Sometimes I get impulsive just like these drivers.
I love you a lot, man.
Thank you, sir. You too. You too. Here's a text. Aaron, if they're looking for that little girl, tell them check her boyfriend house. No, I can show you a wife. The police force has, I don't want to say revised, but they have revised this process. And so you'll see a flyer that says missing, or you'll see a flyer that says runaway, right? Indicating that the child left their own volition or they are in control of their own movement to some degree. But when you see a Marcos alert, that's an emergency. When you see Marcos alert, we don't talk about, oh, she must have it up. But no, no, where she is. And then we'll ask questions later, right? That's what a Marcos alert is about. Texas says, and sound like you trying to take bread out that vendor who's selling by the light mouth. He need to make a living too, just like you. My problem is not necessarily with the vendor, you know. My problem is with the Bahamian consumer who thinks that everybody on the light's supposed to wait for them to buy their ganep. They know where the ganep could be. Have your money ready. Have your money ready. Let the little children serve as many ganep customers as they can. You wouldn't sit there and pretend like you's big time customers drinking steak, eating steak and ting, like Ronnie Butler say. Understand hustler culture and be ready. That's why they charging you all $3 a bag now, because you ain't ready with your money. Here's a text. Aaron, why do these lousy politicians park our blue and red plated cars in our square? I thought that's illegal. Boy, I want you to know, the whole time he was talking about desecrating monuments, I thought about that as well. The messages that we send. Okay, Texas, I got to put it on pause and go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Listen to me, Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
That building that they're getting ready to break down.
They just started yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to that little house on between the building and the gas station?
I think it's still there. My cousin lived there, and they have a sweet government.
So what are they going to do with that?
I don't know what. You know what? See, because I tell you, when LOI was standing on the foreshore seeing the vision, I thought about that, you know, because they got a sweet governor's tree. Governor's plum tree?
Yeah.
On that property. I mean, just delicious and perfect for juice. And
Who really was the rightful owner of that little house? Because that house there.
My cousin lived there. Let's not.
I know people still live in the house.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? Give the people $1 million for the house?
That would be far more than $1 million.
Yeah, but I'm saying, and those people, I believe the people know the value of that. That is why they're stubborn to move.
That's good.
I agree with them.
Yeah.
Get the rightful value of it.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing, too, back on to what I said yesterday about the Christopher Columbus statue.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that is why they're moving the House of Assembly, because they cannot move the Queen Victoria statue?
No. Don't know.
So all of those things and put them somewhere where people now can, instead of just driving past and looking at them, put them somewhere where people now have to pay to see them.
Okay, so pause. There's a tricky thing here, right? See, Bay Street is very important, not just like in history, not just was it important, but to the psyche of the Bahamian people, our ability to access Bay Street is very important, right? And so the office, right, like the entity, the House of Assembly being there is important. The problem isn't with the House of Assembly being there. It's with the amount of space that it occupies juxtaposed to the lack of governance that it actually provides, right? Like it's hogging up too much space considering how little is actually getting done. You can't, the same way you can't take Bay, I'm opposed to taking Junkanoo off of Bay. And there's some of these entities, not House of Assembly is an entity, not a monument that should remain on Bay Street.
But let me say two little things and I gotta go.
Yeah.
Moving junk over Bay Street would then be junk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, all of those Queen Victoria and all them different things, put them in it. You can even put them on by Collins House.
You know what our problem is? We have horrible memories. Ain't nobody tell us yet what they doing with the memorial, the Heroes Garden. They already moved Food Fest from Botanical Gardens, and the reason the vendors were told is because there is the potential, the intention that they're going to put the Heroes Garden in Botanical Gardens. Mm-hmm. See, it's not us. It's the policymakers.
Why you want to put the Heroes Garden there and you can try, you're trying to find the place to build up Collins House, to build up that area. Why don't you use that as a Heroes Garden area too?
I mean, you could do that as well, but I'm just saying what they said the plan was. You see what I'm saying? And that, and sort of that's the point that I'm making. We in the public, we having the conversation all the time. We fighting over it. Where's the appropriate place to put the statues, right? They are pontificating, and there's another fancy word with 18 syllables, you know.
You're a smart lady this morning.
Thank you.
You're sure putting it on us this morning with the words.
No, man, thanking you. You giving me the ideas. I just trying to find the words, right, to bring the ideas to the people. We got to go to a break, producer say.
But let me just say this quickly in closing.
Yes.
If you're not going to finish use the Collins House properly, put a tar there for a helicopter so when the people get sick of the island, you can just land them there and push them over on the gurney.
Man, there's ideas, eh? Because you could still do that and then do a flat roof and put the helipad on top of the roof. You could still do that. Thank you, sir. Callers, I'm sorry I got you waiting on the line. You got to hold the line or call back after the break. You're on the clock with Erin Green, Miss Nuri's in studio with me. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hoppers up with collect, check your cap at 700, 200,000 in cash and prizes, with winners on different islands.
Collect!
Pop the top with collect, check your cap at 700. You could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, madassé. I pop mine at
Exomarie Garden.
I pop mine at
O'Carmen Eluxra.
With free bears at
Abaco and Andres.
Check your cap.
Bring your Grand Bahama.
Collect! Pop the top with collect, check your cap at 700. You could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, matter say.
Drink responsibly, buddy.
Hey kids, it's back. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp, July 28th to August 8th at the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for boys and girls, 5 to 18. Pair and learn from the NBA superstars past and present, including our very own Buddy Hield of the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson of the Dallas Mavericks, former Laker great Michael Sweet Bells Thompson, another great among the point guards back in the day, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Application forms now at the Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams, Darling Highway. Call 341-4021 or check the website, Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp.com.
Trafficking in persons or human trafficking is defined as recruiting, transporting, transferring, harboring, and receiving of persons by means of threat or force, abduction, fraud, deception, abuse of power, and giving or receiving of payments or benefits with the aim of exploiting them. It is a criminal offense in the Bahamas that falls under the Trafficking in Persons Prevention and Suppression Act 2008. A person convicted of trafficking in persons can receive sentences ranging from 3 years to life in prison and fines of up to $15,000. If you think someone is a victim of this crime, call Police Emergency at 919 or Crime Stoppers at 328-8477. This message is being brought to you by the Ministry of National Security.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Sean, Rick Carey, C-Sharp, let's go.
I don't worry about gossip. I don't worry at a bad mind's field. Bring up your hand if you're a VIP. Yes, I know I am a real big
Good morning, caller. I just want you to, hold on, call, I come to you right now. Text Tiger, read your text, because I think you think he's a big deal. I mean, I believe he's a big deal to text him, but good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? And thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much. Listen, I really admire, you're my favorite, one of my favorite persons, right? But I do admire the way you call out the people who drive those black plates. Not necessarily have to be those people, the justice system, maybe they are chauffeurs. But anyway, what I call you for, are you aware that during hurricane season, EPL / Pike, I don't know which one to call them, but anyway, they usually go around and they trim the trees. Now I live in South Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been there last week. And they trim the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all in my area, the poles are in the backyard. Okay? And so they made a mess. Usually, once they do that, they have the trucker, they come and they remove the debris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell BPL for me, please pay them people so they could come and collect it. Because I could almost tell you they owe those vendors some money.
Yeah.
And that's why the vendors didn't come.
I feel you. I feel you now.
I'm telling you, because that's what the gentleman said. The last time he said, they just take so long to pay me. And that's why I don't be checking. So tell them, please, send the people to pick up the debris from the back of the yard. Because it's a mess. You can't even get to your line. Everything.
Yeah, mash up. And now you're breeding mosquitoes and it becomes a hazard. Yes, ma'am.
And I believe they pay them people, please.
I alternate, right? You can go get one little loan from your husband or your brother and buy two mulches. Buy two mulches, start mulching up that trash, and you go to all of the landscaping stores, garden stores. Yeah, go to your neighbors and say, look here, I got that mulch for you.
That's a good idea, you know.
Because
that's a very good idea.
Because I could understand subcontractors having to prioritize other work. Right, to be able to pay their staff and meet their economic responsibilities and having to put the government subcontracted work on the side. I could understand that. We could understand that. But if ain't nobody making the money, let's make the money.
Okay, one more point.
Yes, ma'am.
I called the show last week on somebody else's show, and I spoke about the, I think it was Pearly. I spoke about the condition of our international airport. Could you please put some pressure on that so they could put some people to work, pressure clean that filthy, filthy, filthy airport, all of the columns. You know, we put things someplace, but, you know, when the Canadians were here, they took care of that airport.
Yeah.
So please tell them, and I will call, and I will agitate until they clean the filthy, filthy LPIA.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's a disgrace. They need to clean it.
Absolutely. And I think they don't understand the scope. The people who are being subcontracted for these jobs, they don't understand the scope of the work, what's required. I watched this British show called Grime, Mr. Newry, and one of the episodes, they followed a team, and all they do, they clean the rafters in Gatwick. Mm-hmm. I think in Gatwick Airport. They clean the rafters because, you know, a lot of areas are open, pigeons fly in, all kinds of stuff. And these guys are working, they work throughout the year, right? And they do like a 10-hour shift, and they're continually working. Every night they're cleaning. Every single night, right? It's that we don't understand the scope of the work that's required, and we like to cut corners, and we like to nickel and dime. But the truth is, we could do it. That's an easy thing. These teams that we're hiring, they have to have the capacity to do 24/7 work. Caller, you got 30 seconds.
She's talking about the airport, but she ain't talking about the drive towards the airport. All the garbage on the road driving to the airport.
I don't understand it. We have a whole bunch of people who are not employed because they don't like the type of work that's available, but they need money. Let's get these. I don't understand. How do we organize this labor to get the jobs done? Also, Harold Road, the coconut by them. Come on, man. That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous, the amount of trash that's there, and nobody from Ministry of Agriculture who had the Coconut Festival or who last year at Agribusiness Expo who had the coconut machine could see all the money that could be extracted from that waste. But you all have it on Harold Road, the road to the hotels. Here's the text I wanted to read to close the show. I guess it's the transition into Junkanoo. Mr. Newry, you talking Junkanoo in your hour?
Talking Junkanoo in my hour.
is a text. Good morning, Aaron. We Junkanooers are not like the weak union leaders. We will shut the country down. And you can't see no groups will be going Fox Hill this year. It's only the beginning. Lousy Mario and the corrupt politicians go. Texter, I was with you until you said Junkanooers. Apparently, you don't call them Junkanooers. You call them Junkanoos. That's how they try to tell me I was in no real Junkanoo. Here's another text. Lest we forget, Christ turned over the tables in the church with righteous indignation. Thank goodness the man had the guts to do what the government said should be done. Here's a text. Austin Levy was the man from the Hatchet Bay Farms that fed thousands of Bahamians organic food. Text, I can't believe how ignorant some of my Bahamian people are on this issue. Columbus and his men were murderous and rapists of the indigenous people that were living in the Bahamas. Barbados and Jamaica are getting rid of emblems of their colonial past. We hate ourselves so much. We want to hold on to these things.
I say let's celebrate the black people who were on Columbus ship, who helped murder them and pillage and rape. Because we forget that black people are on board.
We also forget that the construction of race was entirely different back then. Yeah. We also forget that they used to take people out of prison and put them on the boat and say, sail or die.
Sail or die.
You know? Imperialism and colonialism.
Criminals do what criminals do.
It's nasty work. It's the type of nasty work. It don't matter how good your heart is. Once you're in that pool, you stain with that water.
Yep.
The caller who said some of those people stayed on the boat and decided to go back to New Orleans. We all in New Orleans. None of us want to be as uncomfortable as the African that has divested himself of all that is imperialist, all that flows from the imperial master.
I know it's the end of the show. Is the narrative of Columbus or the Bahamas being the first interaction with the New World and Old World, is that important?
It is important, right? It is important, not in its current iteration. Mm-hmm. Right? It's obviously important, but we are not even benefiting from it. I don't even want to say take advantage, right? Because that's the same exploitative thing we're trying to eradicate. We don't even benefit from it. And the way that we tell the story is detrimental to us and re-traumatizing.
She needs a storyteller. Wait, Aaron, go ahead.
Aye for that. This is the end of On the Clock with Aaron Green, Guardian Radio, AM.
We're talking joking.
Yeah. Woo! Hot time. Also, straw market. Ain't nothing changed. 20, 30 years, nothing changed. Anyway, we gotta go. Text us, call us, I can try to get to your text in the next hour. Thank you so much.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.